Everything burns down here. Down in the world made of ashes, where the air can draw blood and the wind can cauterize the wound. Down where the earth pulls at your bones and scratches at your skin and the smell of melting fat never gives you room to breathe, even if you could remember how to. And these are the people who live here, assuming they are still people. They burn as well, but it's been a long time since they've been able to feel it.
Open the forge. Raise the cradle. The ring. Take the ring out of the forge. Give it to me. There. Can you hear? Can you hear? It was a dead thing. So dead and broken. Not now. If you listen, you can hear it. Can't you? It's the worm. The voice of the worm living inside it. Now go, little ring. The worm will make a hole in the world for you. Go and find your mistress. Find Bernice Summerfield. Find her. And bring her back to us. The worm is wanting.
Up here, things are... well, let's just say better. This world has been broken for a long time, so let's not pretend these are the skies of paradise. But up here, you've got a place to spread your wings and fill your lungs with air that tastes like crystals. Up here, you can believe that life goes on. As long as you don't look down.
I was starting to wonder whether you were coming.
I know. I'm sorry. Some of the currents are difficult today.
Difficult? I'm assuming that's a polite way of saying poisoned.
I was trying to be diplomatic. The forecasters think there's been another eruption, though.
It's the forecasters' job to think there's been another eruption. It's all they're trained for. Anyway, it wasn't meant to be a criticism. I worry, that's all. Especially after what happened to Chalcullum.
Yes, he wanted to come here himself, but...
Oh, it's all right, I understand.
So, this thing, this creature, is it some kind of pouchling?
It's a mammal, certainly. Bigger than any I've seen before, and if you want to get on its good side, then it says it's called Summerfield.
So it can definitely talk. I mean, talk the way we talk.
Speaks the dialect like a native, although I'm not sure it knows how it speaks the dialect. It looks confused every time it opens its mouth.
The messenger said it was friendly.
It's not unfriendly. No carnivorous rampages, if that's what you're worried about. Would you like an introduction? This way. We're keeping it down in the gallery tunnels. It's not exactly a prisoner, but we don't want it wandering. Is there something wrong?
No, it's just... it's been so long since I came down here. That smell, the skinning mills.
I'm sure it can't be any worse than the farm.
I didn't mean it in a bad way. So, the pouchling?
The Summerfield, yes.
Do you know where it came from? The messenger couldn't explain it properly.
It happened.
Happened?
Formed itself out of the air right in the middle of the colony. We thought it was a ghosting at first, some kind of vision caused by one of the wild fields. I won't tell you how we found out it was solid, but let's just say that it was obviously shaken by its journey.
When you say journey...
It has a piece of jewellery, like a pendant worn round its finger. It says the jewellery lets it travel between here and the future.
The future? You mean it's like an omen?
Rather more than that. It says it comes from a time 65 million years away.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's strange. It uses the word million as if it were a real number. I think it might be a language problem, though. Every time it uses a word I don't understand, there's a prickling at the back of my head. Same kind of thing you feel when there's a storm in the air.
This is a long way out of my jurisdiction. Chilcullum should be here.
How is he?
They tore his wings off.
I gathered. But that's not what I meant.
I know. He can barely move, though. It's not just what they did to his body. It's what they did to his whole world. He hardly ever leaves the shrine anymore.
Through here. There. Down in the gallery. You see it?
I was... expecting more fur.
The skin's soft to the touch. As if it's been bred in captivity. But it talks like a padre. Well, ready to face the beast?
You're sure it's not dangerous? I thought there'd be guards.
We don't want it to feel threatened.
You don't want it to feel threatened?
Of course we don't. It might turn out to be the best friend we've got.
Summerfield. That is your name, isn't it? Summerfield? My name is Ixota. Ixota Tehija Kahathli. Does it know your name?
We haven't been formally introduced, if that's what you mean. You're supposed to be the diplomatic one.
This is Madra Selethua. She wanted me to talk to you because... well... we want to know about you. You understand?
Are you a pterodactyl?
I'm not sure. Do you think I'm a... what you said?
You look a bit like a pterodactyl. Only you can talk.
I'm sorry. Carry on.
So, people like me don't talk where you come from?
There aren't any people like you where I come from.
Oh.
They're all dead.
I warn you, it says things like that a lot.
I'm not an it, I'm a he.
Ah, my apologies.
Summerfield.
Peter. Everyone calls me Peter.
Peter, please try to understand. We're not used to seeing people like you.
You have a very insular and monocultural society.
What? Ow!
Prickling at the back of your head?
Yes.
You're talking to me as if I'm stupid, as if I'm a child.
We don't think you're a child, Peter.
I'm very mature.
He's telling the truth. He's trained in at least 6 different scientific disciplines. He knows principles I've never even heard of.
I'm good at learning. In the 27th century, we've got rapid eye teaching, and even that's too slow for me.
In the 27th... I'm sorry, I know we're not communicating very well... but we don't understand where you come from, or how you got here.
It was the time ring.
The thing on your finger?
It just appeared one day, right in front of me. My mother had a time ring when I was little, but she lost it. And anyway, I think it liked me better than it liked her. So I thought it was the old one, coming to find me.
I see.
Except when I put it on, it wanted to bring me here. To this time, I mean. Like something was pulling it. I tried to fight it, but I think it just went a bit off course.
Selethua.
Yes, I know. Peter, you say that something brought you here. Was it something good? Something friendly?
No, I don't think so. When it started, I thought it was a natural thing, like a magnetic pulse or something.
You mean...
He means the wild fields. Go on, Peter.
But I think it was alive somehow. Like it was hungry. Like it was trying to pull me towards its mouth.
The worm callers.
What? Why won't you tell me anything? I don't even know where I am. I mean, I know this must be millions of years ago.
Ow!
But you won't let me go outside or anything. You're keeping me prisoner.
You're not a prisoner, Peter.
Yes, I am, and the ring stopped working, and you're not even feeding me properly.
You haven't been feeding him?
I've been trying to feed him.
She keeps trying to kiss me.
What?
He won't accept any food from my beak. He insists on eating it off the floor. I've tried to explain.
It's dark in here, and it smells of dead things, and I've got headaches, and my eyes hurt. I don't know where I am, and I don't know what's going on, and there are pterodactyls everywhere, and something wants to eat me. And I want my own time back.
Please, Peter, we don't want you to feel like a prisoner. But it's dangerous outside. You don't understand.
Then perhaps we should show him. Did you say your ring had stopped working?
Yes. I think something's blocking it. The thing that brought me here.
Then perhaps we can help each other.
We're in the sky. This whole colony's in the sky.
Of course, it's a colony.
A great big rock floating miles above the ground.
I wish he'd stop talking like that.
Like what?
We don't like to use that word casually.
What? You mean rock?
No.
Floating?
No.
Ground? But I can't even see the ground. I can just see smoke.
That's the cloud. Smoke, ash, and poison.
It's huge, though. How big is it?
Is he serious?
Peter, is there no cloud where you come from?
No. Why? Should there be?
That's not possible. The cloud covers everything.
Everything? Like the whole world? The asteroid that wiped out... Oh, yes. Something hit this planet, didn't it? It must have cracked the world open.
That was a long time ago.
But the cloud's been there ever since.
Naturally. Covering the ground, poisoning the air. Even this high up, the currents can be...
difficult.
So there's nothing on the ground. Everything's dead.
Our sister races still live down there. The ones who walk on the land and the ones who colonized the sea. They're still trying to farm their animals on the surface.
Animals? You mean dinosaurs?
That's what I said. Animals. But we never go deeper than the cloud. We can't breathe there for long.
And that's not the worst thing about...
Shh! Not yet. Peter?
What's holding us up?
I'm sorry.
This colony's just a big rock. Why doesn't it fall?
Is there a reason it should fall?
Well, gravity. So something must be holding us up.
He means the wild fields.
The what?
When the Earth was cracked open, it released forces. Powers. Things that had been trapped in the rock since the beginning.
Oh, wait... There were people on the planet when the asteroid hit it, weren't there? People like you, I mean.
Of course. We only came up here after the clouds settled.
Millions of them must have died then. I did this in PICO school. Micropar level wavelength trauma in violent catastrophe events. It must have released all sorts of psychic forces, as well as volcanoes and things.
Ow!
Are you all right?
I'm learning to live with it.
That must be what you mean by wild fields. So maybe that's what's keeping your colony up. Somehow.
Possibly. But not everything that came out of the Earth was good. Take a look around, Peter. I have to talk to my friend here.
All right.
He said he felt something pulling him here.
The worm. It wanted him as a sacrifice.
It wants him as a sacrifice. Or...
I can smell eggs!
Sulfur streams! They're not poisonous! Or it might be a vendetta, something personal.
I didn't know the worm could take things personally.
There's a lot we don't know about the worm. Let's be honest, we don't even know why it attacks us.
In my part of the world, we don't tend to discuss these things.
You're a lot more genteel than we are. I can see you wince every time he says the word ground. The point is, the Summerfield knows things we don't even have words for. Perhaps the worm sees him as a threat.
So you think...
My enemy's enemy is my friend.
Ow! Now I'm getting it when you say things.
I'm not even sure why I said that. But the Summerfield might be our best hope of protection, whatever he is.
You really think he's a friend?
I think he could be our savior. Ah.
You're talking about me, aren't you?
Would you expect anything else?
I suppose not, but I heard what you said.
And?
You think I can save you from something.
We're not sure.
Does that surprise you?
Actually, the ring did come and find me rather than anyone else. Maybe I'm supposed to do this. Maybe there's a reason it happened this way. After all, my family is good at saving things. Sometimes.
Then you want to help us?
Tell me about the thing that brought me here. You know what it is, don't you?
Yes. I'm afraid we do.
Padra! Padra! Padra Tectacatchuan! You can hear it! Tell me you can hear it! The worm... The worm is...
Wanting. It's always wanting. The ring has come back. You can hear the voice trapped inside it. It's come back. And it's brought the Summerfield to us.
Not here. Can't see it here.
It's on the other side of the cloud. One of the sky colonies. The worm won't be quiet until it's got the Summerfield.
We find.
Yes. We find.
I like your animal. What do you call it?
It's a mulo. We use them for carrying cargo. I'm assuming you can't fly. You don't have those flaps of skin under your arms, or...
No.
Then there's a passenger harness. You should be able to fold yourself into it.
Why do you need a passenger harness if you can all fly?
Not everyone has the use of their wings. It's all right. It doesn't know your scent, but I'm calming it down.
I can feel something. At the back of my skull, it's... You're talking to it telepathically, aren't you?
Please, don't say things like that. You're upsetting it.
No, but I understand. When the world cracked open, it must have changed something in your brains. That's why you wear those pendants around your heads, like a third eye.
Whatever you say, please, just be quiet and I'll...
Wait! I think I can... I can do it as well. It's like wearing an infolink. There.
So, you think you can fly it?
I'm sure I can.
Well then, let's see if you can follow me.
Hiya!
So here it is. The whole wide world seen from above, and you don't get much more above than this. We're higher than high now, so far into the upper atmosphere that you'd never believe anyone could be afraid of the ground. Looking down on all the broken pieces of the earth, all the colonies and causeways, all the forests that cling to the rock and breathe clean air into the sky. They must take this sort of thing for granted up here. But to any passing visitor...
It's like a chain of islands, floating islands, all the way to the horizon.
If you say so. You really don't have any colonies where you come from?
Not in the sky, no.
Then you live...
On the ground.
And there's no poison, no dust?
No. Well, there is on Earth, sort of. And I suppose this is Earth, isn't it? But in my time, that's because of all the machines.
Peter, you have to understand. It confuses us when you say these things. It hurts us sometimes.
Oh, you'll go back to the ground one day, though, won't you? Once the cloud's gone.
Where would it go? In your future, do you often use jewellery to travel to places?
Most people don't, but my mum used to have a time ring. She said she went all the way back to the beginning of time once. She said she saved the whole universe. Although she says that sort of thing a lot.
And your mother, does she know you're here?
My mum isn't important.
But your mother saves people, is that right?
Only because she makes trouble everywhere she goes, and then she has to save everyone.
I wasn't trying to criticise.
It's my time ring. The ring came to me, not to her.
Peter! Die! Die!
What was that?
Poison stream. They can take your skin off if you meet them head on.
I didn't see it coming.
No, neither did I. Maybe there's a storm on the way. There. Look down.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's really impressive.
That's where I come from. Cahathly. It's part of the farm belt.
It doesn't look like a farm. It looks like a great big lake hanging in the air. What do you farm?
Fish, obviously.
Oh, I suppose that explains.
Explains what?
The smell.
Yes, I suppose it does smell. You don't notice it if you live there.
I didn't mean the colony.
Anyway, you see that cave down there on the shore? The one with the carvings around the entrance? The one with all the steps?
It looks like a temple.
It's a shrine. There's someone who wants to meet you.
They're looking at me.
Can you blame them? They don't know whether you're an omen of the worm or whether you've come to protect them. And also, you're quite odd-looking.
Protect them.
This way. And please try not to say anything too surprising. The Padre's very delicate.
The Padre? Oh.
Padre Chilcullum. This is the Pouchling. Peter the Summerfield.
Hello.
Peter?
I'm sorry, I don't know how to answer.
Just be polite.
No, I mean, I really don't know. I can't understand him.
Padre, I'm sorry.
He's not speaking the same language. He's so old.
Peter!
No, but how old is he?
Old enough.
Old enough to remember the ground? He was born before the world cracked open. He doesn't have that special thing in his brain, does he? That's why I can't understand him.
He says he was expecting this. Expecting you.
He knew I was coming?
He says he knows the worm. He knows what it wants.
What is the worm? Why?
The worm is wanting.
Wanting me? Is that it?
It must avenge itself.
But I haven't done anything to it.
The blood of your family. It must avenge itself with the blood of your family.
Stop talking about my family.
The worm is wanting.
But this isn't about my family. This is about me. I'm the one who got kidnapped.
The worm is...
Stop saying that! What was that?
It's a storm. We're being attacked. You two, help me with the Padre.
What are you doing?
We have to get to the galleries. Lie low.
You said you were being attacked.
We are.
By a storm?
Please, just follow us.
We're going outside?
There's a gallery tunnel just outside the shrine. You can get there before the worm callers do.
Worm callers?
It's 40 yards along the shore. Get ready to fly. Or just do the best you can.
What are them?
Keep moving!
They dropped something from the sky. They smashed the steps away. I can't get down the slope.
I'm going to have to carry you. Hold on to my... No, here, this way. That's a Mulo shelter. The tunnel doesn't lead anywhere.
It's cover.
It's not safe. Oh, damn it to the ground.
What are those things?
What things?
The things that are attacking us in the sky.
It's the storm. Please don't tell me you haven't got storms where you come from.
But there are creatures. And people. People like you. Only different.
The worm callers. They used to be people.
They look broken.
That's what the worm does. It pulls them out of shape. Poisons their blood.
You mean they do what the worm tells them?
I told you it's a storm.
It's not a storm, though. It's an army. It's... Of course. You think they're a force of nature.
It is a force of nature! It makes ripples in the wild fields. That's how the forecasters know when there's a storm coming. Usually.
You don't think of them being an army. You think they're like weather. They come out of nowhere and they drop big burning lumps of rock on you. And you think it's like rain.
This isn't the time.
Yes, it is, because it's important. Wait, let me remember. I did a fast-track module on simulated battle, tactics and military history and things. Do you know about tactics and battle plans?
About what?
Please, listen. I come from the ground, and on the ground you have battles. You make plans for those battles, strategies. But because you've spent so long up here, you've started to think of everything as a kind of storm. So you don't know how to fight it.
You can't fight a storm, Peter.
But it's not a storm. Exotta, please. This is what Celestia meant, about me coming to save you. Because I think like a mammal, I can see things differently.
We're still not safe here.
That telepathy thing you do, the thing you use to control the animals, can you use it to talk to other people?
I can send signals. I wouldn't call it talking. But if I call for help, then it's just going to put someone else in the way of the storm.
Just listen. There are other places like this, aren't there? Caves where you keep your animals.
About 200 of them. They're all around this side of the shore.
Then I want you to call the others. Anybody you know. Anybody who's in charge of anybody else. Try to get them into the caves. Try to get them close to the animals.
Why?
Please, trust me, Exotta. I think this is what I'm meant to do.
Ah, yes. So much rage in the air. You have to remember, these are the worm callers. They're the carriers of something primal. An anger so back-breaking that it can't help pulling them back down to Earth. But this time, they've been given a mission. Now, do you think they can even remember what it is?
Tear them! Tear them! Wanting. Hear it. The worm is... worm is wanting something. Worm is saying...
Circle. Make sure they can't get away.
I don't understand what I'm seeing.
It's a battle.
What?
It's like part of your brain's got shut off when you left the ground. The part that thinks about battlefields. But you've still got an instinct for it. I know you have.
They're attacking the storm.
No, they're attacking the enemy. We can use the animals like weapons. We can steer them into the worm callers. I mean, I know the worm callers are sort of more vicious, but they don't have any tactics at all.
Using the animals like weapons?
How close do you have to be to a Mulo? If you want to control it properly.
20 yards, maybe 30?
Then you'd better tell your people to stay back. They don't want to get any closer to the enemy than they have to. Ixotta?
I can't. I'm trying to make them understand, but there's so much wrong.
Is it the battle? It might be confusing them.
No, it's the storm. The storm's getting worse.
It isn't, though. I think we're winning. Oh, you don't mean the enemy, do you? You mean the wild fiends.
Can't you feel it? Prickling all over your skin. Almost burning. Peter! Where are you going?
To talk to the troops.
Troops?
Not right. This is not right. Tear them to pieces. Tear them. No. The worm. What's the summer field?
Stay back. Use the animals to close up the gap.
Summer field. The worm. What's the summer field?
Hadra, you shouldn't be out here.
Nothing is a lot of that.
No, I know. It's a battle. I think we're winning. A lot of our animals have been killed, but a lot of theirs as well. A few. No more than a handful. What do you mean?
It's working. We've nearly got them surrounded.
Hadra Chilcullen would like to know why the forecasters didn't see this coming.
They're just weather forecasters. They're not psychic. Well, maybe they are, but that's not the point.
He says this is different. The worm wants something this time. The blood. The worm must feed
oh,
on...
Oh no, not that again. You're being stupid. The worm's just a... Just a field, that's all. Like gravity or a big magnet. It's got nothing to do with blood.
He says the worm...
It's got nothing to do with blood.
Peter, look out!
Its neck. Go for its neck.
Your Mulo. It's wounded.
It's not too bad. I'd be able to feel it otherwise.
Did you see what it did? It broke away from all the others. It came straight at you.
They're learning.
What do you mean?
About tactics. They're learning, starting to get it.
Can they do that?
Don't worry. I've got an idea.
Machesi!
Yes, I think you're right. Peter, wait!
I have to draw them away.
There's nothing this way. There aren't any more colonies for miles.
They came for me.
I know, I saw.
No, I mean, that's why the storm came out of nowhere. The worm callers came to get me, or something I've got. They're following us, aren't they?
Yes. Peter, where do you think you're going to go? Your animal's wounded. They're at least as fast as you are. They're bound to catch up soon.
I'm going somewhere they're not used to.
What? Where?
The ground.
The ground?
I'll come back, I promise.
Peter! I can't believe I'm doing this for a mammal.
Once I'm on the ground, I'll be fine.
You've got to get there first. Peter, the worm callers live inside the cloud. They know how to survive here.
They're catching up.
It's no good. I can't take this air for much longer. I'm going to have to go back.
It's all right. I know what I'm doing. Trust me, Ixotta. Remember what Celestia said. I'm the only one who... Look!
What?
There's a break in the cloud.
It's horrible.
It's like one of your colonies. Only...
It's a worm colony. It's where the callers come from. I've never been this far down before. I've never seen. It's glowing. Why is it glowing?
Lava. It's a whole lake of lava.
They found us. Head back up. It's too late. What's the word you used? Surrounded.
Time.
Time.
You give us. Give us the seed.
He wants a seed.
The seed. Seed of time you will give us.
You want me? Am I the seed?
Time. You carry. Carry time.
I carry
what
time?
What you carry, you will give.
The time ring. That must be what they want.
Are you sure?
There's nothing else it can be. It's the only thing I'm carrying. And I suppose it's sort of a seed, isn't it?
Is it?
Wait, I've got an idea.
You will give. Give to the worm.
What are you doing?
I can't get it off. I can't... There. Is this what you're after?
They're not moving.
I warn you, I can destroy it if I want to. Look, you see all that lava down below us? If you come any closer, then I'll drop it. I'll drop the ring into the lava and it'll be gone forever.
Not wanting.
What?
Not wanting your jewelry.
But...
Want the seed we take.
Peter!
The ring!
Peter, behind you!
I dropped the ring.
Take! Take!
No, please!
Fly, Exotic! Just fly! Fly!
The wounded into the upper galleries. If you've got a dead animal, then use it to block the tunnels. Understood?
Celestia! What are you doing here?
We've evacuated.
Evacuated?
Have you seen what's happening in Ilithica?
No, I've been somewhere else.
The air's practically on fire. The storm's ripping the colonies open. A lot of the refugees are heading here, but none of them can explain why. Where's the Summerfield?
He's gone. They came for him. He wanted to reach the ground, but then he lost his ring and... Chilcullum. I have to talk to Chilcullum. Is he in the galleries? Celestia?
The storm took him.
It's not a storm. It's a battle.
Strange. Exactly what you mean.
The colony. The whole colony.
Yes.
It shook.
The sky is turning against us.
I'm warning you, I've got an army. I can make them attack you. Who are you?
I was Padre Tictegatchuan, father of 70.
You were Padre Tecky thing? Then who are you now?
I was Tictegatchuan. Does anything else matter?
You're their leader. The leader of the worm callers.
The worm is wanting! You can't hear?
Hear what?
Listen. Listen closely.
I can't hear anything, except the wind.
We can hear! The crying out! The wanting of the worm!
Are you sure? But even if you can hear something, you don't have to do what it says, do you?
Do you know about love? Love. The way you'd love a child from beginning to end. From the hatching to the grave. Always love.
I don't think I...
It wants! It screams!
It feels pain. If we don't answer, how can we ignore it? Open the forge.
What is it?
The forge. The crucible of the ring.
That's not crucible. It's just a pit full of lava. No. Wait, there's something else. Swirling in the lava, something different.
The voice of the worm! Can you hear it now?
How can it be a voice when I can see it? It's more like a gooey thing.
The worm will avenge itself on the ones who fly through time. The ones who carry the seed.
You mean me? Because I'm from the future?
Because you come from many places. You've flown from the beginning to the end.
No, I don't think I have.
We know who you are. What you've seen. It's in your blood now. The seed of time. And the worm will have it!
You mean it wants to, you know, eat me?
The worm found your ring. Dead and broken. We put its voice into the metal. And we sent it to fetch you.
But why?
The worm is wanting!
It's time. Take her to the edge of the pit.
Let go! This isn't how it's supposed to happen.
Put her in the cradle.
And I'm not a her, I'm a him.
What did you say?
I'm not a her, or an it. I'm a man.
Hold him still. Look at me.
Don't touch
me. Look at my face.
What do you mean?
We need to try again. Send the ring back into the future. Give it to me!
Lost it.
Lost it!
I dropped it in the lava. And now I've got no way back home, even if you didn't feed me to the worm.
Gone. The worm is wanting.
Then I suppose I'll just have to live with it.
Yes. I suppose it will. Lower the pouchling into the pit.
No, you can't. I'm not the one
you
want.
Does it matter?
The worm isn't after me. You said so yourself.
No, but you might stop it calling just for a while.
You can't kill me just to get some peace and quiet.
I was Tetetatuan. I was the father of 70 for peace and quiet. I tear the sky open.
But this is wrong.
What's happening? I said, what's happening?
Rocks burning from the sky.
It can't be. The sky colonists don't have any artillery.
Falling. Falling.
Close the forge.
Mammo.
What? The pouchling. Stop the pouchling.
Leave the animals! Just fly! There are still more people arriving. They don't understand. They can't see what's happening here.
Can you?
Yes. This colony is about to split open. We should leave.
This is my home. I was brooded here. I should at least help.
They're not listening, Ixata. Can't you feel it? The fear. The prickling. Everywhere you turn.
There's something else. Not just the storm, not just the battle.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
It's close. As if it's under the surface, trying to make itself felt, trying to happen. Is it the worm?
Up.
The colony.
Up.
What's causing it?
The west side of the farm, it's breaking away.
All the water, spilling out.
We should leave. We should get as far away from this as we can. Ixata, I told you there's nothing else we can do.
It's coming.
Exata!
It's coming. Breaking through. It's almost...
Think. Just think. What do I do next? Come on, I'm supposed to save everybody. How do I... Wait. There's metal in the walls. Metal pipes. Where do the pipes go? Machinery. The forge. This must be how they work it. So if I can figure out what it does...
Pouchling!
Oh dear.
Pouchling! What are you doing?
Don't come any closer.
Stay away from that.
Don't come any closer, or I'll twist this pipe thing.
Oh, leave it alone.
Well, perhaps I don't want to. Perhaps I want to see how the worm likes it. If I do this...
Stop that. Can't you hear? The rock being shaken apart, already collapsing thanks to you?
Good. I think.
If you open those pipes, then you'll release the voice of the worm.
Its voice? You mean the stuff that was in the lava?
The worm breaks the back of all things. Its voice tears. It can crack open time. It will crack the rock.
Yes, that's what I thought. I can make this place blow up, can't I?
Oh, you're a child, aren't you?
I'm... very mature.
Move away from the pipes, pouchling child.
No, I have to save them, the people in the colonies. That means I have to stop you.
You'll destroy yourself?
Well, yes, I suppose I will. But that's the sort of thing that happens sometimes when you're saving people. Don't come closer.
Move away from the...
I warned you.
Go! Well done.
What happened?
The rock was weak. You tore it open. Tore a hole in the side of our shrine.
Please, help me. Help me up. Ha!
You want help now?
I don't want to fall. Please.
The worm is wanting. And it'll never be satisfied. Not now.
I can't hold on.
No peace. No silence. Just the howling for the rest of our lives.
Please, I'll fall.
What difference would it make? I would have torn open the sky. I would have burned the earth all over again. But there's nothing. Nothing more I can do.
I'm slipping.
Nothing but the wanting.
I'm... Exotta?
What?
Exotta, is that you? You saved my life. I think he was going to... Oh no.
For heaven's sake, Peter, I turned my back for 5 minutes and look what happens.
Mum?
Is screaming. Worm is wanting. Patrick. I'm wounded. Hold me up. Hold me up. Hadra is screaming. Everything's screaming. Help us. The Summerfield. The real Summerfield. She's here. Summerfield. Find the Summerfield. She's up there, on the back of an animal. Take her!
I met your friends up in the colony. You've made quite a mess, haven't you?
You don't understand.
Oh, don't I?
Because it looks to me as if you've started a fight they can't finish.
You don't understand. Part of their brains stop working. They can't think like I do.
And did it occur to you that there might be a very good reason for that?
This is all wrong. How did you get here?
I used the time ring.
But I lost the... I mean, the time ring got lost. It fell in some lava.
Yes, I know. And 65 million years later, I dug it out again.
You found it?
Of course I found it. It's a time ring. A little thing like a volcano isn't going to do it any damage.
You found the ring? In the middle of all that rock?
I'm sorry, do you know what it says on my passport? Just between working mother and bon vivant, it says archaeologist. Finding a buried artifact with a near unique isotope signature wasn't much of a challenge. And the statues helped.
Statues?
Never mind that now. Here, climb up behind me. It's time we were going.
No, I can't. I have to save them. Exotra and Celestia and all the others. That's why I'm here.
Oh, Peter... You're only a child. Yes, yes, I know you're very advanced in a lot of ways, and I know you're growing a lot faster than I might give you credit for, but you're still only a child. What do you think is going on here? Hmm? Do you think this world was put here for your sake? Do you think you're some kind of all-purpose chosen one? I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. These are people. People in the middle of an extinction event. They don't understand what's happening to their planet, and they don't understand what you are. And now they've put their whole society in the hands of a prepubescent boy.
I know things. Things they've forgotten.
I told you there was a reason they forgot. Peter, this whole world's going through a change, almost like a rush of hormones. Everything's uncertain and everything's vulnerable. The atmosphere, the gravity field, everything. It needs time to settle, to grow up.
They're being attacked.
Peter!
The worm callers tried to throw me in a pit, full of lava.
I know, but you...
And there was an old man thing. They tore his wings off.
Yes. Yes, I heard. He's dead now, did you know that?
He's dead?
He died in the battle. He's not the only one.
But these people, they've got so many problems.
No, they've got one problem, and there's only one thing that can help.
What do you... Mum!
Oh, Peter, just run!
The whole of Cahathly, breaking up into pieces.
It won't be the last.
It's the ground, isn't it? The ground's gonna take us all.
We can head west, across the divide.
Do you think it'll be any better? The storm's spreading. You can feel the wind, can't you? The poison!
Shh! Look! Down there. Something's coming up from the cloud.
Hello?
It's the pouchling. The other pouchling.
Hello again. Slight change of plan, sorry.
What's happening? What are they doing down there?
Well, at the moment, they're following me.
More worm callers.
It's him. It's Tektikatuan.
I tell you what, why don't we discuss this while travelling at high speed in another direction?
Hello? More pipes. I'm getting closer, aren't I? I'm getting closer to the worm. Or part of the worm, anyway. I can hear you! This must be what the worm callers can hear. This must be what they're listening for. All the time. No wonder they're so angry. It's all right, I'm coming! I don't suppose there's anywhere else I can go.
Coming right after us, just like when they were hunting Peter.
Yes, actually, I might be a bit of a liability here. You might want to consider leaving me to go it alone.
It's you, isn't it? You're the one they wanted. You're the one who was supposed to...
Celestia?
It's all right. It was just the airstream.
It started burning. The whole sky's catching fire.
I'm afraid that's not all.
What?
Look down.
More shapes moving in the cloud.
They can't be worm crawlers. They can't be. There are too many of them.
They're not. The storm's twisting everything out of shape. The same way the worm does.
There's so much smoke. I can't make them out.
Everything that's ever lurked in the cloud, everything that ever managed to get off the ground, being drawn up here towards the storm.
Ixotta, keep moving.
Why? What's the point?
Listen to me, Ixotta. It's all going to be all right. The storm's going to pass. We just have to get through this.
How do you know it's going to pass?
Because I know what's causing it.
Can you hear me? Do you know I'm here?
It's me.
Oh. You're not like I expected. Although I suppose you're not really the whole of the worm, are you? You're just a big lump of it. Mind you, I still thought you'd be sort of different. You want something, don't you? Techie thing said you always want something. I think I know what he meant now I can hear you. I thought you'd be like a huge brain, controlling everything. But you're not like that at all. You're just like a big mouth, always wanting things. Like a child. I think I know what I have to do now. It's all right. I'm just going to come a bit closer.
Try to gain height. There's less ash in the air.
Silethua?
I can't go on. My wings are burning. My lungs are full of dust. And my mouth tastes like poison. I'm just too old for this.
Oh, I know the feeling. Well, not old exactly. Too middle-aged, maybe.
Here! Down here! There's a rock. It's still stable. We can rest. What is this place?
It used to be part of Ilithica.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can stop making that noise. I'm not going to give you anything. That's been the problem all the time, I suppose. You wanted something, and when you thought you were going to get it, that's when everything went wrong. I mean, it would have been bad even if you brought the right person here. But I just made it worse, didn't I? Oh. I can understand you, almost. It's that prickling again, in the back of my head, telling me what you want. Why you wanted my mother. No, I don't think it matters, really. I'm only interested in this. This stuff. The same stuff that was in the lava. They called it the voice of the worm. It must be the same stuff that you're made of. And techie thing said it could break open anything. Even time. If I touch it, then... Ow! It burns. A bit. Well, never mind. I'm just going to have to live with it. Or not.
Madra Silethua! Your world is shaking, Silethua. The ground is going to take you soon.
Padre Tektekatua, father of my first 20.
I was Tektekatuan. Give me the pouchling.
Why?
Because the worm is wanting. Why else?
Hello. You seem to have us at your mercy.
This has gone on long enough.
Oh, it's gone on much longer than that. But I've... Gosh, that was a big one. I've got one thing I want to ask you first. Just one little question. Please.
Go on.
Did you catch my son?
The other pouchling doesn't matter.
Is that a no?
It's not what the worm needs.
Good. Then I don't think there's any more I can do. Now that I've distracted you so nicely.
Distracted?
In fact, the only thing I think I can say is... I'm sorry. That's all.
You're sorry?
Yes. About everything.
My mother said this place only has one problem. I thought she meant you. But you're not a problem. You're just annoying. You only get really dangerous when people listen to you. It's me, isn't it? I was the problem all the time. Because when I got here, you thought you were going to get your own way. And then I caused the battle and messed up all the wild fields. And then everyone started dying. And it was all me. All the time. So it's like my mother said. There's only one thing that can help. I have to go. That's all. There's no point making a noise. I'm going to walk into the lava, and I'm going to use your voice to crack open time, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. I'm used to travelling backwards and forwards. Even if my blood isn't good enough for you, I still managed to steer myself away from you when you brought me here. So I'm sure I can steer myself back. Be quiet. Now. Take me home.
Up here, things are... Well, let's just say different. There hasn't been a storm since the storm of battle, and they haven't forgotten how to spread their wings or how to breathe the air that tastes like crystals. But now, perhaps it's a little harder to believe that life goes on. Even if you don't look down.
Selethua.
Let me guess. The currents are difficult today.
I think we're past being diplomatic.
Something wrong?
This place. It smells odd.
It's meat. We've had to start harvesting animals from under the cloud.
You go below the cloud?
Not much choice, until they've rebuilt the farm belt. Come through here, I'll show you what we've done.
The galleries? They're so crowded.
This rock used to be part of a forest colony. We had to burn the roots out just to make this much room.
And you still invited me here?
They want you to sanctify the new shrine.
They've built a shrine?
Life goes on.
Ow!
I'm sorry. It's a terrible expression, I know, but I can't get it out of my head. And yes, they've built a shrine. They need something to bring everyone together. They've even put up a statue in memory of the battle.
A statue? In a shrine?
They're very proud of it.
It's not. It's not a statue of Tulkullum, is it? Because he would have hated that.
No, he wouldn't. He would have pretended to hate it, but no, it isn't Tulkullum. Look.
Oh! It's... Wait. Which one is it supposed to be? Is it the one who vanished, or...?
No. It's the other one. Peter. You can tell by the fur.
It's not very accurate.
It's how they like to imagine him. The pouchling who came like an omen and changed our world. There's an inscription, you see?
Peter the Summerfield, Abomination and Destroyer. Yes, I suppose that sums it up.
Like I said, they need something to bring everyone together.